AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Some Republican governors are sharply critical of President Biden's executive orders outlining vaccine requirements to stop the latest pandemic surge. Sagar Magani has more.
The requirements could impact some 100 million Americans, from the private sector to the federal government. Republicans say the president's overreaching, and some are threatening legal action. He says, have at it.
We're playing for real here. This isn't a game.
Visiting a Washington middle school, the president says he's disappointed that some GOP governors are being cavalier with both the health of kids and their communities. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a study of 600,000 cases in 13 states over the summer bear out the fact that vaccinations save lives.
When the Delta variant was the predominant variant circulating in this country, those who were unvaccinated were about 4.5 times more likely to get COVID-19, over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized, and 11 times more likely to die from the disease.
The on-again, off-again ban imposed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to prevent mask mandates at public schools is back on again. Court of Appeals ruled a Tallahassee judge should not have lifted an automatic stay 2 days ago that stopped the enforcement of the ban on wearing masks. Refugee flights from two of the overseas bases housing Afghan evacuees have been stopped because 4 Afghans arriving in the U.S. have been diagnosed with the measles. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
These individuals are being quarantined in accordance with public health guidelines, and the CDC has begun full contact tracing. All arriving Afghans are currently required to be vaccinated for measles.
A federal judge orders Apple to dismantle part of the competitive barricade guarding its closely run App Store. This is AP News. Illnesses from the Twin Tower attack are still being reported.
People are still getting sick and dying from the attacks and the rescue and recovery that happened 20 years ago.
Jim McCarthy is with the Uniformed Fire Officers Association. Today, there are more than 111,000 people getting free care through the World Trade Center Health Program.
Massive exposure to toxins, probably unlike anything we've ever seen before.
Director Dr. Michael Crane says it caused respiratory and digestive tract problems.
Chronic rhinosinusitis, gastroesophageal reflux, asthma.
Post-traumatic stress disorder is a persistent condition.
I mean, here's two enormous towers on fire, collapsing, staying on fire, and everything in the tower pulverized and then released into the air.
Scientists still can't say for certain how many people developed health problems. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.